This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Charlie Ray Henson. Date of birth is September the 26th, 1964. Case ID number is 4829341. Date of exam, April the 13th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from a correctional managed health care center dated 10/29/2021. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old separated male with five children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebrovascular accident with left hemiparesis/plasia and bipolar disorder/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2015, where he worked in construction for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives at a car wash and is homeless. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. The claimant states that he has been in prison off and on for 20 years. He was in prison from 2002 to 2015 and from 2017 to 2022. Allegations, number one, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis/plasia. Number two, bipolar disorder/depression. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis/plasia. The claimant states that in October 2021, he was transferred to a hospital in Galveston, Texas, where he was hospitalized for 5 weeks secondary to a cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states he presented with left hemiparesis/plasia, decreased balance, and poor vision. The claimant states he fell a flight of stairs when he had the seizure. He states he also suffered from slurred speech, mental confusion, and decreased memory. The claimant states that he did not have any seizure disorder, but did have a syncopal episode. His residual symptoms include left hemiparesis, decreased balance with tremors, and decreased vision of both eyes, which he states he has had for multiple years. The claimant states that he still has some slurred speech and decreased memory, but has had no more syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb 4 steps, and states that he has to use a walker at all times. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes at this time. He was diagnosed with a right cerebral vascular accident and left hemiparesis/plasia. His condition is stable at this time. However, he does have prominent residual symptoms. Allegation number two, bipolar disorder/depression. The claimant states that in March of 2022, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He states that he has decreased motivation, decreased concentration, decreased energy, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, sadness, comma, and crying spells. The claimant has been in prison off and on for 20 years. And he states when he doesn't take his medication, he sees shadows. At one time, he was hearing voices, but he states that the medication helps him with that symptom. The claimant also states that he talks to himself all the time. He has had suicidal ideation and has attempted to commit suicide in 2016 when he tried to hang himself. At the present time, he is taking his medications, which include trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, and prazosin, hydrochloride, 60 milligrams QAM. He states that he has improved with his medications. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 5 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. The claimant does have symptoms of swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily, secondary to osteoarthritis. At the present time, he does have a back brace that he uses for support, but did not bring it to this office visit. The claimant is being treated by Tropical Healthcare Center from Dr. John Lung and is presently taking gabapentin, 600 milligrams, BID, methocarbinol, 750 milligrams, BID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, BID, prednisone, 10 milligrams, QD, which he states does give him some relief. The claimant states that he did also receive physical therapy, which helped him to walk after he had his stroke. His condition is stable at this time. Medications. Motrin, 600 milligrams, BID. Robaxin, 750 milligrams, BID. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams, BID. Trazodone, 100 milligrams, QHS. And prazosin, hydrochloride, 650 milligrams, QAM. Medical family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medical problems, back pain, comma, with an L4, L5, 4.8 millimeter bulging disc, right-sided cerebral vascular accident with left mild hemiparesis / plasia, bipolar disorder, comma, depression, comma, history of hepatitis C, comma, major surgery, skin cancer times 2 in 2006, which were surgically removed. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 10 cigars per day for 50 years. alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 12 beers per day for 25 years. He is down to 1 or 2 beers per day. He has had delirium tremors, but no seizure disorder. The claimant has been in rehab for 45 days, secondary to substance abuse. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse, but has used marijuana. He states the last time he used it was last week on April the 6th, 2023. Communicable diseases. The claimant does have a history of hepatitis C, which has not been treated. He denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 99.5 Fahrenheit. Weight, 145 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and a half inches. BP, 125 over 92 mmHg. Heart rate, 95 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 96%. BMI, 22. General. This is a 59-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with legal counsel. H-E-E-N-T. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has no teeth and decayed teeth of the ones that are left. He did have a slurred speech, and his speech was slow. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. And binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an irregular heart rate and rhythm with auscultation. The claimant appears to have an AV block and an irregular heartbeat with a small gallop. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pius pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos and scars on his skin, which appeared to be coming from being homeless. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a walker, which he had to use all the time. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the walker and did not attempt to walk around the room without the walker. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romberg signed was positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine, as well as the lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex because of instability secondary to weakness and the stroke, and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, but especially of the left side, where the claimant has decreased strength. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees on the left, on the right side, and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees, but especially on the left side. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty getting up and down from the exam table and needed assistance. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a tandem rate, which had to be done with the walker. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally with the walker, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a walker at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant did have problems with decreased pinch, grasp, and opposing fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes for symmetrical and biceps and brachioradialis and patellar and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +3/5 for the left side and +4/5 for the right. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally, but especially for the left hand. X-rays on the lumbar sacral back, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his right upper extremity, but has difficulty with the left. He hears and speaks fairly well, but he does have a slurred speech. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, consisting of a left mild hemiparesis with slurred speech and lumbar sacral back radiculopathy. He is unable to heel and toe walk and can only tandem walk with a walker. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally, but especially for the left side at plus four over five. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a cerebral vascular accident with left-sided hemiparesis / plasia and bipolar disease with depression. Probable diagnoses. Number one, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis / plasia, confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant does have difficulty in ambulating and is presently homeless, where he sleeps at a car wash. Allegation number two, bipolar disorder / depression, being treated at this time. The claimant states that he is better from his condition, but is unable to function well secondary to other problems that he has. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Charlie Ray Henson.